Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today we'll look at introducing Claude Opus 4.8. Anthropic raises $65 billion in Series H funding and proposed new US funding rules. We can cancel any grant at any time, all from Anthropic and Ars Technica. Together, these topics paint a vivid picture of where AI technology is headed and how its growth may be influenced by funding dynamics and regulatory changes. Quick, first up. Introducing Claude Opus 4.8, published May 28th. Claude Opus 4.8 has arrived, bringing significant improvements across coding, reasoning, and agentic tasks. This version not only enhances performance, but also introduces new features like dynamic workflows and a fast mode, which operates 3 times cheaper than before. Early testers report increased reliability and sharper judgment, making it a powerful tool for professionals engaged in diverse domains. Next, Anthropic raises $65 billion in Series H funding, also published May 28th. In a stunning move, Anthropic secured $65 billion in Series H funding, achieving a post-money valuation of $965 billion. This funding will propel their research, improve the safety and interpretability of AI tools like Claude, and expand their customer outreach amid growing global demand for innovative AI solutions. Finally, proposed new US funding rules. We can cancel any grant at any time, published May 29th. A proposed shift in US grant-making rules threatens scientific inquiry by diminishing the role of peer review and allowing federal agencies to cancel grants for vague reasons. This overhaul could stifle innovation and collaboration in the scientific community, shifting the focus from merit-based evaluation to political discretion. Let's dive into our first piece. Introducing Claude Opus 4.8, published May 28th. The release of Claude Opus 4.8 serves as a pivotal moment in AI development, significantly improving upon its predecessor, Opus 4.7, with enhancements that excite both tech enthusiasts and professionals alike. Designed with a focus on coding, reasoning, and agentic tasks, this latest version of Claude promises not just incremental improvements, but a transformative leap in AI capabilities. One of the standout features is the introduction of dynamic workflows. With Claude Code, users can now manage larger and more complex problems efficiently, making it a versatile assistant for a myriad of applications. Think of this as a digital Swiss Army knife that can streamline innumerable tasks. Whether you need Claude to draft an intricate report or analyze extensive data sets, the model is designed for scalability without sacrificing quality or usability. It empowers professionals to achieve more, enabling them to focus on high-level thinking rather than getting bogged down by menial tasks. Highlighting the advancements in performance, early testers have noted that the newly introduced version not only performs tasks faster, but also showcases improved judgment calls. In complex, multifaceted projects, having an AI that can navigate intricate decision-making processes adds substantial value, like especially in fields where outcomes can have significant implications, such as finance, healthcare, and legal services. This reliability distinguishes Claude Opus 4.8 from its competitors by allowing it to function as a dependable partner in project execution. Moreover, the fast mode is a game changer, operating at a significantly reduced cost, 3 times cheaper than prior versions. This cost effectiveness means that more organizations can leverage advanced AI capabilities without fear of financial overstretch. In a landscape where there's increasing demand for AI solutions across global enterprises, this affordability represents a strategic advantage that positions Claude as an essential tool in the evolving marketplace. Furthermore, it's worth noting that Claude Opus 4.8 successfully excels in critical benchmarks that signify its dominance in the AI landscape, not only in competitive settings like the SuperAgent benchmark and CursorBench, but also in real-world applications. It clearly outshines its rivals, including GPT 5.5, serving as a testament to the work that developers and researchers have put into this latest iteration. In addition to performance metrics, the design of Opus 4.8 reflects a shift towards a more interactive and user-friendly interface. The model's ability to self-correct, ask discerning questions, and provide well-founded recommendations enhances the user experience. Rather than functioning solely as a tool, Claude Opus 4.8 steps into the role of a collaborative partner in creative problem solving. This evolution in interaction opens up a plethora of possibilities across various fields, such as education, healthcare, finance, and beyond. For educators, it could assist in curriculum design. For healthcare professionals, it could streamline patient data analysis. And for finance teams, it could enhance market forecasting. Now let's transition into the next piece. Anthropic raises $65 in Series H funding, also published May 28th. This monumental funding round is a watershed moment for Anthropic and the entire AI industry. The staggering figure of $65 billion secured in Series H funding is an incredible achievement, reflecting a post-money valuation nearing $1 trillion. This speaks volumes about the confidence that investors and stakeholders have in the potential of AI to not only transform technology, but also redefine operational standards across a myriad of industries. The impressive influx of capital will significantly bolster Anthropic's growth and development efforts, with a clear focus on enhancing the safety and interpretability of their AI offerings. With the public increasingly conscious of AI ethics and safety, particularly concerning potentially harmful outputs, this funding is not only timely, but critical. The proactive actions taken by Anthropic in its strategic planning signal a commitment to responsible AI technologies and innovations. Moreover, the financial backing will enable the scaling of services and the development of new features that meet growing market demands. An interesting aspect of this funding milestone is not just its immediate implications for Anthropic, but also its broader effects on the AI landscape. The valuation at $965 billion positions Anthropic as not merely an AI provider, but as a transformative player in shaping the future of global enterprise operations. With companies adopting AI technologies no longer just as novel enhancements, but as integral to their operational frameworks, Claude is becoming a key player. This pivotal role suggests that major investments in AI research and product development could yield advancements that significantly benefit the workforce overall. By enabling a shift in focus from routine operations to more strategic, high-value tasks, this could ultimately lead to enhanced productivity and innovation across sectors. Furthermore, let's consider the broader economic implications of this funding. As organizations invest more heavily in AI, we may witness a paradigm shift in workforce dynamics. The integration of advanced AI tools like Claude Opus 4.8 into daily operations can foster job creation in AI development, ethical oversight, and support roles centered around AI applications. Rather than simply displacing workers, these advancements have the potential to redefine roles and create new opportunities, thereby giving rise to a more adaptive workforce. This brings us to the intersection of technology and government regulation discussed in our final piece, Proposed New U.S. Funding Rules, We Can Cancel Any Grant at Any Time, published May 29th. This article sheds light on a contentious and critical issue regarding the future of grant funding for scientific research in the United States. The proposed changes to U.S. grant-making rules could potentially remove the traditionally held standards of peer review that have been cornerstones of scientific inquiry and integrity. Allowing political appointees greater control over funding decisions poses grave risks to the integrity of scientific research. The implications are profound, raising alarms about how new funds could drastically alter the landscape of technological research and innovation. If vague stipulations allow for the cancellation of grants at arbitrary moments, researchers could find themselves operating under significant uncertainty, undermining their ability to pursue groundbreaking work. As advancements in AI continue to progress at a breakneck speed, the necessity for rigorous, unbiased research becomes paramount. Such research is essential to directing the safe and effective applications of cutting-edge technologies. If federal agencies prioritize political considerations over evaluating scientific merit, it could result in a chilling effect on innovation. This slowdown could hamper creativity, essential discoveries, and the development of solutions that hold the potential to address pressing global challenges. Before long, the vibrant ecosystem of collaborative research could stagnate, changing how science is conducted in the U.S. forever. Moreover, there are concerns regarding limitations on international collaboration and the ability to fund critical components of research like publishing and and attending conferences. In an era where technological advancements and scientific progress extend beyond borders, the sacrifices made here could mean that the U.S. risks falling behind in the global AI race. The strategic implications of this regulatory shift could diminish the nation's standing as a leader in scientific advancement and innovation over the long haul. So, where do we find ourselves at the convergence of these narratives? On one hand, we are witnessing groundbreaking advancements in AI technology with Claude Opus 4.8, buoyed by monumental funding that signals a robust confidence in the field. On the other, we confront regulatory proposals that threaten to undermine the very foundation of the scientific progress that underpins technology advancements. As these developments unfold, the balance between fostering innovation and implementing necessary regulation will critically shape the future trajectory of both artificial intelligence and scientific inquiry. As we wrap up this exploration, it becomes crystal clear that the narrative surrounding AI innovation is deeply intertwined with various factors, including funding dynamics, regulatory frameworks, and collaborative efforts. The developments we've discussed highlight that merely having advanced technology is not enough. The environment in which it develops and operates profoundly influences how beneficial these advancements can be. Keeping close tabs on these developments will be essential as we navigate the complexities of technology and its impacts on various sectors of society in a world increasingly dominated by artificial intelligence. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.